Hi, I'm Rob, and this is Dad Sofa, a podcast about the things which connect us, whether it's a rained-off attempt at a trip to the pub, or string theory, a cycle to Cornwall, or a chat in the sea, a conversation about glue, or why you don't know what you like in a spaghetti sauce. We talk about the stuff of life, what makes us curious, the stuff that connects everything, the spaghetti of life. Come and join us. Get comfy. This is Dad Sofa. For our first podcast, I thought I would discuss what makes up stuff, whether it is us, the objects around us, or the space that we live in, and what connects us. Imagine I have a bowl of spaghetti and extract one piece of the pasta. What is it made up of? Well, the simple answer is that durum wheat, water, and egg are used to make it. These are all composed of the basic carbohydrates, proteins, molecules of water. But what are they made up of? Well, each molecule, of course, is made up of atoms, which in themselves are a nucleus with electrons spinning around them. If we look at the atom, the electrons are a long way away from the tiny nucleus at the center of all this. And this itself is made up of protons and neutrons. Of course, protons and neutrons are also made up of even more fundamental subatomic particles called quarks. And these also have different types or flavours, up and down, top and bottom, charm and strange. Up, top and charm are positively charged, and down, bottom and strange are negatively charged. While we're often told that a proton will contain three quarks, it could contain many more, but paired with antiquarks. These are all held together by gluons, of which there are many. Quarks can seem to disappear and appear, but not out of nothing. And the overall charge must be maintained, as well as the spin and the colour. And again, these have to cancel each other out to ensure that the overall spin and colour and charge remain the same. Now, this is where convention ends, because quarks are supposed to be the smallest, most fundamental particles, like electrons. Convention says that these are the smallest particles. So what is a quark made of? Well, string theory suggests that they're made up of strings of electromagnetic radiation, 100 quintillion times smaller than a proton, which, like a cello string, vibrates. But instead of creating music or sound, it creates the characteristic of an elementary particle. So quarks and electrons are a series of strings of electromagnetic energy, vibrating in the patterns that give them their characteristics. The same theory applies to other such particles like neutrinos, leptons, and gravitons. The problem is that this does not add up if one calculates based on three dimensions of space and one of time, because things keep disappearing and appearing. Unlike what we know of the Einsteinian macro world, it doesn't work if you have four dimensions of space either. But it does if you have 10 dimensions of space. Particles are being collided in the Large Hadron Collider to see what happens to the energy given off. Energy reductions suggest that this is due to it disappearing into these other dimensions. If this works out, then we'll have a unified theory that bridges the gap between Einsteinian theory and the theory of quantum mechanics, thus a unified theory of the universe. If we bring this back up to what we can see, the string of spaghetti, it is just a mass or an orchestra of dancing, vibrating, electromagnetic spaghetti strings. Enjoy your next bowl of spaghetti.